Linda, first of all, just tell us why you decided to lie, I suppose.
When my condition came out, it came out as cancer and it just all spiralled out of control and I couldn't get out of it. Obviously, it's not cancer, it's vascular Ehlers disease.
Just tell us what is wrong with you at this moment in time. What is factually correct, so to speak?
I've got vascular Ehlers disease, which affects your blood and your collagen, and diverticular disease and solitary ulcer, which is what I'm on all my medications for, and which is why my stomach swells and I hemorrhage and things like that, and that's due to the vascular Ehlers, which it's quite hard to explain, really.
So how did it turn into something else, so to speak? How did it turn into terminal cancer? Can you explain that?
It got said, and obviously I should have put people correct, but it had gone too far and I couldn't get myself out of it, which I should have done, really.
When was the point where you thought to yourself, maybe I should say something, mm-hmm. and maybe I should sort this out, maybe I should set the record straight?
Well, I fought it, but I never did it. I've been thinking it for a while, but something that I didn't do, which I should have done.
Mm. Can you understand there's obviously been a lot of sort of anger, I suppose, and sort of disappointment? I mean, what's your reaction to people who may be angry and disappointed?
Yeah, totally understand all that. I've hurt and upset a lot of people. And all I can do is sincerely from my heart is apologise. And I should have put it right a while ago and I didn't.
How much can you understand the feeling out there from people, the anger, the disappointment?
Yeah, it's quite a lot, actually. It's not a nice thing to do to people. Let's say all I can do is sincerely apologise for that.
I guess a lot of people will want to know, I suppose, what was the thought process behind it? What was going through your head?
I should have spoke out and put it right, but obviously it'd gone too far and I couldn't do that.
So as it stands now, after it's come out and everyone sort of knows the truth, so to speak, how do you feel?
Awful. Horrible for what I've done to people. It's just not nice. Obviously, I've seen things that have been said, people saying this, people saying that, and it's not nice to know what's being said about me. But I understand why they're doing it and why they're saying it.
What's your feelings about the club as well that's supported you through all this?
Well, I love my club. I always have done. And I'm gutted that I've hurt a lot of people involved in the club. I've been given, obviously, like you say, shirts, match balls and everything, but that's all getting returned to the club. And I'd just like to apologise to everyone in the club for not saying exactly what was what and for going along with the cancer when it wasn't. It was the vascular Ehlers disease.
So what happens next then? What happens now to Linda now, I suppose?
I'm going to apologise to the club and obviously to the players. I've my brother and my dad and everything, they all wanted me to get help and they're going to support me in doing that. I've got an appointment on Wednesday afternoon to go and see someone. So the ball's rolling on that now.
Mm. Can you sort of explain what will happen, I suppose, or what kind of things you're hoping to go through?
I don't know, maybe counselling, I don't know. I've had quite a lot of going on in my life, especially the last 12 months. The police have been involved, they've been round quite a few times, worried about my safety and myself, and they've put me into contact with people to talk to if I need to, if to get help, basically.
What do you say to the people particularly who have been affected by cancer and indeed terminal cancer, maybe lost loved ones as well? What's your message to them?
I'd just like to say that I am truly sorry for not saying it's not terminal cancer and shouldn't have done that. It's an awful thing to do. And I am truly sorry.